This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Fatboy Slim. Fatboy Slim, this video, Praise You, was voted best video in MTV history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Praise You was a really good song, but the video was just okay.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That was a mess last night. We discussed it earlier.
Yeah.
Soft. Ralph, what's going on today, man?
Hey, what's going on, boys? I heard you talking about Kevin Smith there and his problems with GLAAD.
Yeah. Oh, glad, yeah.
Oh, what a bunch of tools they are. When he put out Chasing Amy, they were all applauding at the fact that he wrote a movie that dealt with the whole lesbian, gay thing.
Right.
You know? And so he comes out with this movie, and Jay and Silent Bob, and Jay goes around calling things gay, and that's gay, and this is gay, and you're a fag.
Right.
If you really look at the subtext, I mean, there's been a number of times if you saw Dogma, they more or less, J-O's more than anyone else on Earth, and half of the time he's thinking about guys.
Right.
Okay, so there's the fact that Jay might be gay. Right. So... And then also in Chasing Amy, they state the fact that at the end of the movie, you realize that Jason Lee's character, Banky, might be gay. Because he's constantly calling, when he's playing, Sega hockey. He's like, oh, come on, you faggot. You know, stuff like that. And Alyssa Jones, played by, what was her name? Joey Lauren Adams, is, you know, that's just your feelings... Of you're a homo, more or less.
Yeah.
You know, and then supposedly... So, I mean, for them to get up in arms in this is really ridiculous.
Well, it's another case of being politically correct and glad trying to use their letterhead, you know?
Yeah.
It's really sad, but thanks, Ralph.
All right, guys.
You want to read the letter?
Yeah.
Read the actual letter that Kevin Smith got. He's got his website, and his website has a message board, and he posted this on his message board. But get this. Dear Kevin, two colleagues of mine from GLAAD joined me last evening at a screening of Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back. Three gay guys going to the movies. I slowly cut a hole in the bottom of my popcorn box and put it in my lap as he grabbed popcorn until he got to the wonderful surprise at the bottom of the box. I was disappointed the concession stand didn't serve Cosmopolitan as the universal drink of the homo.
What?
No, that's not in the letter. Yes, two colleagues of mine from GLAAD joined me last evening at a screening of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. We were overwhelmed by the potential negative impact. Impact.
Oh, jeez, I don't want to get the AIDS, fellas.
Woo! Hallelujah.
It looks like you're just about to roll it over your wiener.
Friggin' fag, you want to make out or something?
That's a winner.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, Leopold.
We were overwhelmed by the potential negative impact for the film with what we would assume is a large share of its target audience. Teen and young adult males.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
Oh,
boy. Buffalo testicles.
We will be public and aggressive in our condemnation and will provide substantiation for our opinions. It's a threat right there. Here are the points to which we will object and our reasons for doing so. Here it is.
Woo, yeah!
Virgin.
Howdy! Faggot? How about a nice bucket of eggs?
It's raining, man. Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Yeah.
it to you again.
My Carl.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
The wraparound butt grab. The wraparound butt grab. The wraparound butt grab.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Driver?
Those men want to have sex with me.
Butt dang. Ouch.
Everyone, Rick, Dan.
It's me, Dan.
Hot Kyle.
Ain't it?
Here are some of his objections.
Get on your hands and knees like a dog. That's it.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, we're waiting, Anthony.
Yes. Here's some of the points that we will object to.
Doggy?
As one of the principal characters states, the film is a big gay joke. But the joke is at the expense of the stereotyped category of people.
Stereotypes rule.
Right.
Hey, what happened to our song?
It ended.
It ended right there?
It ended.
Oh, and
no money shot or nothing.
Anyway, no!
It's raining men.
Start it again? Okay.
Great.
Go ahead, Anthony. Yeah, one of the principal characters states, this film is a big gay joke. But the joke is at the expense of the stereotyped category of people.
Can we go back to laughing at ourselves?
No.
Holy S.
All references to gay men reinforce them as objects of acceptable ridicule and dehumanization.
We don't want your aid.
So I guess, yeah, all the references to gay men are negative. Specific epithets for gay men include not only traditional slurs, but also have the potential to introduce and expand vocabulary of defamatory words and phrases. I'm so glad we got new sound clips. There's going to be new words for gay people.
Woo! Nice head, Dick.
Hoota!
Door slats. Door slats. Door slats.
Yeah.
So they've come up with new terms for gay people, huh?
I'm over here now.
Yeah. And when sympathetic characters substitute the word gay for something that is wrong or stupid, it validates a common slur used by school-age youth to mean anything unacceptable.
Wait, Ed, I love going off on tangents. Look at it. Listen to Mickey D. Mickey D.
Yo, turn the music off.
Why?
I can't drive with my windows open. Forget it.
Yeah.
Everybody's smiling. Give me the wink here.
That's gang. Yeah, if they're listening with half an ear, you're sitting there going, hey, man, I'm listening to Opie and Anthony. They're really cool, and this is what's coming out of your radio.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely wonderful, fella.
Woo!
I'm loving it.
All right, Mickey D.
Peace.
We ought to do that from time to time. Just all of a sudden crank a real gay song so the people driving around with their tops down and the windows open
really look gay.
That's a great bit.
So
say
people
that.
Could look at you in your car and call you a fag.
We like being interactive with our audience, even when we're screwing them over.
It's a rain. It's a rain. Woo!
Get me another Cosmo, Rick. How's that for a topper?
They're all pink on the inside.
Yeah, they're upset that the word gay in the movie is being used for something that's wrong or stupid. Haven't we been doing that for years? Don't people just say that? Oh, dude, that looks so gay. Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Turn this off. People think I'm listening to Jay Thomas.
Is he dressed like a sumo wrestler, like in his commercials?
We found a new bit. How many people right now in their cars listening really, really low to the show?
They're just boiling in their hot cars.
We're making everyone close
their
windows.
Roll the windows down.
New bit.
And we'll just pull that out of nowhere. All of a sudden we'll be talking about something, and the gayest song will just be blasting.
Oh, we have our ways to do it, too.
You'll have to crank your windows up.
We'll have you where your radio's cranked because of something cool, and we'll go right into this.
Go ahead, Anthony. Continue.
YMCA or something will just come blasting.
Hey, Phil, what's up?
Oh, guys, I'm at a gas station right now trying to fill up my tank with gas. Can I hear this on the radio? I have three guys staring at me right now.
Yeah.
This is hot.
Thank you very much. I'm going to appreciate the rest of my life.
Old man wanted to have sex with me.
Woo!
Hoota!
Oh, that's how it ends again. I'm still reading the story. Start
it
up again.
Balls out. Clap your ass up. Clap your scrotum. It's today. Now it may not be anyone's birthday. And it's not even 4th of July.
All right, go ahead, Anthony. I'm sorry. We, of course, are familiar
nice.
With your work as a writer and director and understand that satire is a large part and object of your expression. The intentional excess of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back and over-the-top characterizations and situations are fundamental to its nature. However, we believe that satirical sophistication is not a fundamental expectation of an audience bombarded by fag jokes and gags revolving around genitals and simulated sex acts.
What? How's that for a topper?
Put down the thesaurus, faggot. Also, the inclusion of various other potentially offensive material. Example, the bits about the acronym... It's raining! The acronym CLI, and then there's another letter there. It's a consonant, kind of tucked down in the alphabet. They're upset with that. Racism and child abuse that are depicted in the movie. For laughs. Doesn't excuse or dilute the omnipresent backdrop of the big gay joke. They're very upset. Is there any retribution or remorse for gay bashing humor? And they don't want him to write off the behavior of the lead characters, especially Jay, with what do you expect from someone so dumb? Shrug truly trivializes the impact. So this gay guy in the group, very upset with the movie. Now, we've seen Kevin Smith's work. The guy's brilliant. And I think he's made movies like Chasing Amy that show gay people in a very nice light. And then he's depicted as a tree-hugging, liberal, anti-religious person for dogma by the right. And then the left accuses him of being a homophobe during this movie. The guy
can't win.
The guy's putting out entertainment. That's it. There's no agenda. If there was an agenda, he wouldn't have made Dogma.
And if you're offended, just don't go see the movie.
Yeah, that's it.
Enough people don't go see the movie, it will be out of the theaters very quickly.
So get
blah blah blah.
Get the follow up on this. First of all, he says Kevin Smith says that a lot of his friends gay. He goes his brother's gay. Kevin Smith said his brother's gay.
I'm sure his brother's happy about the fact that Kevin Smith's telling everyone he's gay.
He says, I've said in many an interview, this is from Kevin Smith, I've said in many an interview from Chasing Amy onward that the only reason I never dabbled in homosexuality when I was younger was because I wouldn't know what to say to a guy after he blew a blank in my mouth.
Hey, what do you say?
Rick, coming. And then he goes on to say that he talked to the guy on the phone.
Yeah, Anthony, I know what you would say, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Here it is.
Timing is everything, of course.
Got some funky tasting spunk.
Yeah, yeah. So guess what Kevin Smith does? He calls the guy up, gets him on the phone, explains his point. The guy goes, there's not really much we could do now about the film, you know, because Kevin's not going to change the film for this gay group. He goes, how about you make a donation to That fund for the gay guy that got beat up there in the Midwest.
Matthew.
Yeah. That guy. And he goes, okay, how much? He goes, well, Miramax should give like $200,000 to the foundation. So he's like, I'm not Miramax and my pockets aren't that deep. He goes, how's $10,000? So Kevin Smith goes, okay, you come in here Tuesday, meet with me. I'll give you a check for $10,000 for this foundation. Matthew Shepard, that was it. So all said and done, everything's fine. All of a sudden, Entertainment Weekly reporter calls him up and says, this guy from GLAAD is saying you're a just raging homophobe after he promises to give him $10,000, and that you are giving him $10,000 is an admission of guilt on his part. Right. So now he's just like, you know,
take the $10,000 and shove it up your you-know-what.
Might be enjoyed. Might be enjoyed, depending on how loosely or tightly it's wrapped. So, again, it's an entertainer who just can't win because groups, they have letterhead. They have stationery and love sending letters out.
No, he's going to win, though, because he's getting all this publicity for the movie. And you know what? More people are going to go see it now.
I want to see it anyway.
Yeah, but then the fringe people that probably wouldn't go see it are going to go check it out now.
Yeah.
Bravo. Billy, what's going on?
You know what? I am so pissed off about those idiots at GLAAD. I'm gay. And I am just so embarrassed by them.
Billy?
They will scream about something, these intimidation tactics by saying, oh, you're an admission to guilt because you won't give the money. Yet they get behind the gay pride march with a reinforcing of a negative stereotype parading down Fifth Avenue year after year, but that's okay.
If there was a straight guy that made a film based on the parade that goes down in Greenwich Village every year and showed a bunch of flamboyant gay men
over the top
touching each other, GLAAD would come out and say, oh, my God, you are stereotyping. No, they would say that they were stereotyping gay men by dressing them up like this.
I'll tell you two things. One, first of all, as far as the gay community, we apologize for Marco. We're sorry.
Hey, Marco's flaming. I love it.
We like Marco.
We apologize.
He's out.
But I'm a middle-of-the-road guy, gay guy, late 30s, white, working class, and I've said the same thing over and over again. The only way we're going to get anywhere on a legislative front, and we're not looking to take over the world, just some basic human rights, is by representation, by being just a normal person, working, not drinking Cosmos. By the way, all gay men don't drink Cosmos. I drink Amstel Light.
Yeah, but we love stereotypes.
Amstel Light and gay beer?
No, what I'm saying is we have to lead by example, guys. You know?
There's not many people that will openly admit to a lot of people that they love stereotyping. Ant and I do on a daily basis.
Hey, can you stereotypes?
Billy, can you open the...
I love your Whip Taylor and your Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Why don't you do any Paul Lynn? He was as big a flamer as they come.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
You know how he died, right?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Well, he died with a couple of hustlers. He was doing poppers.
Yeah, he was doing poppers. But he was hanging in all sorts of crowds. They were choking him, and he was whacking, and that, right?
Sam.
That was like the, that's my point. I mean, GLAAD can go cram it, because they're a bunch of idiots that scream about having these rights that we should be able to speak and do what we want, yet they elbow everybody to get what they want. It's ridiculous.
You make a great point today that they back that mess of a parade every year.
I apologize to the heterosexual community for that parade, because it does nothing but reinforce a negative stereotype.
Yeah.
It doesn't show the normal working class, normal gay couple just kind of, you know, getting along. Supposedly, you know, what that reinforces is that gays never stay together. I've part of a relationship for 19 years.
19 years?
19 years.
Jesus.
And it does work. And, yeah, you know, I don't do hair. I can't color coordinate. I like sports. You know, I prefer contact, but that's another issue.
All right, Billy.
Hey, listen, can you do more of your mom from Boston, please? It kills me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be news stories. It'll be great.
What does she think of the gay community?
I don't like the fabulous. You know, I don't mind going out in Boston, but sometimes I see some fag.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you fag.
Hey, you suck.
Hey, Rick, can you bring in the next stripper?
No, Billy. Bring in the next stripper as per the quote.
In Time magazine.
Oh, where? Hold on. Speaking of the next stripper. Chrissy?
Chris,
hello?
Chrissy, hold on. We're going to get to you next, okay?
Okay.
Now everyone needs to know, what will Chrissy do for the Opie and Anthony show today?
Randy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Remember me?
Yes, you were the guy that wanted to hook up with Marco.
And he never wrote back.
And Marco blew him off, not in a good way.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's worse. People from GLAAD complaining about how tough it is for us gays, or dicks like that who say, oh, you know, we're trying so hard to, like, fit in.
Oh, why?
Guy came off as more of a dick than the GLAAD people.
Why?
Because he's, like, trying to become heterosexual.
No, he's just trying to live his life and assimilate to a normal society.
That's why he was like, I've had a 19-year relationship and all this stuff, and I've got a job.
It's amazing.
You know, screw your job. Who else is going to do hair?
Something I learned recently on this show, it's amazing. Black people don't like other blacks because they're not black enough. Gay people don't like other gay people
because they're not gay enough.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the problem with that guy just trying to, you know, live a normal life and kind of just, as we say, fit in?
Because that's the same guy who's, like, sneaking around behind the scenes molesting kids.
No.
Because he's not getting enough at home.
No.
True.
See, just because a guy's gay doesn't mean he's molesting children, Randy.
What about Fez?
Well, that's a different story.
But anyways, no. I mean...
All right, why do you think GLAAD is a bunch of retards?
Well, I just listened to this story about how they extorted money from Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand why we have...
I think, because we've talked to Kevin Smith, I think he was just giving the $10,000 because he thought it was a good cause. I don't think he was thinking, oh, my God, they're blackmailing me, and maybe if I give them money, this whole thing will go away.
He wouldn't sit there and give it to the GLAAD and write a check to GLAAD for $10,000 as extortion money. Yeah, the guy brought up, hey, how can I make this better? And they brought up the foundation, the Matthew Shepard Foundation.
He was just trying to work with them a little bit, that's all.
And then,
I don't think he really cares what GLAAD thinks of him and his movie.
No. And now they're saying it's an admission of guilt, like he's saying, okay, I'm sorry for the movie, but I'll do this to make it better. And he said, no, I'm not sorry for the movie.
What you said before is totally true. All gay guys hate each other.
Really? You're all a bunch of little bitches.
True.
You're all whiny.
All right, Randy, we got to take a break. This is getting a little too gay for us.
Take care.
All right. We're trying to have open minds and stuff, but
we're going into the gay zone.
Hey, as long as your mind's the only thing that's all open.
There you have it.